Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Today, we've caught up with Heather Buckmaster on the set. Heather, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We are here at the Tasting Room in Oklahoma City filming content for the Oklahoma Beef Council's social media channels, including Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. We know video is a wonderful way to reach consumers and inspire them to feel good about beef and to choose beef. When we are done this week, we'll have 16 new videos and multiple photos featuring all walks of life, from chef to cowboys and dietitians to real-life moms, all of whom have their own interesting stories to tell with beef as the overwhelming backdrop. Throughout the shoot, we'll be highlighting different flavor profiles and beef dishes, from the easy to the complex, while featuring the unique stories of our hosts, and we definitely have some unique stories. Our goal with the content will be to engage our consumers and drive them to our website at oklabeef.org for recipes and cooking information. And we look forward to the launch of the campaign later this spring, so stay tuned.
And as Heather mentioned, learn more at oklabeef.org.
Well, at least it was a good close for the week for both cattle and hog futures. No definite trend was established for cattle last week. Futures moved mostly in a sideways pattern, with the exception of April, with a lower high each day of the week. Generally, steady cash prices were recorded for the South, with prices lower in the North last week, setting a negative tone for the market. Traders will ponder whether steady prices will again be achievable this week, or if cash prices last week could be a foretaste of what may develop. It was no surprise hog futures were able to generally close higher on Friday due to a rebound of export sales from the previous week. The uptrend still remains intact, even though there have been ups and downs with cutouts. However, the significant drop in the national direct price on Friday may be a warning shot over the bow. Packers may not be as aggressive this week and may be only willing to bid steady prices. Now, on the grains, higher wheat prices overnight, but definitely the laggard in the ag markets. Wheat has been in a follower role since last fall, and even though spring is right around the corner, it would not appear wheat is on the cusp of taking floor leadership just yet. The next several weeks will be important for markets to get a handle on winter wheat conditions as crops emerge from dormancy in the Black Sea and the United States. Solidly higher corn prices overnight, with May futures gapping higher at the Sunday night open, but have set back from the highs here early this morning. A surging energy complex early Sunday night, along with another dry week ahead for Argentina, are supporting prices. In addition, cash brokers suggested China was kicking tires on U.S. corn offers in the neighborhood of 20 to 80 million bushels. It would be great to see the USDA confirm such rumors early this week, but we won't be holding our breaths. A surging soy complex overnight with gaps of its own as soybean oil continues its impressive rally with early support from the energy complex. Soybean oil rallied as much as 2.5% at one point overnight, although has come off the highs thanks to reversal in energies. We'll check futures in a moment.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
April live cattle up 47 cents, Friday 119.02, the June up 102 at 118, March feeder cattle down 50 cents, 134.60, April up 5 cents at 139.02, April hogs down 12 cents, 87.17. Kansas City wheat, May's up 5.25, 626 and a quarter. July up 5.5, 631 and three quarters. Chicago wheat to May is up 2 cents, 653. July's up 2.25, 643 and a quarter. May corn up 13 cents, 545.5. July's up 11.5, 534. May soybeans up 19.5, 1430. July's up 18 and three quarters at 1413 and three quarters. May cotton up 62 cents, 87.76. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.